Well, there was once a very saintly nun, and every morning she would go out in front of the convent and she would visit the homeless, and she would take them food and give them money. And on one occasion, she walked up to a man and she smiled at him, placed $5 in his hand, and whispered in his ear, "Praise the Lord." Well, the next day, she gets a knock on the convent door, and this fellow is there, and he hands her $200 and said to her, "Sister, this is your share. Praise the Lord, came in at 50-1. Well, in today's gospel, we also have somebody going out, and he's going out trying to get workers to come into his vineyard. And what's interesting, if you take a look at this parable, it's Matthew chapter 20. Take a look at your missalette. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like this." And then he describes a landowner who would go out to hire workers, day laborers, who would line up in the marketplace expecting people to come by. And they would hire themselves out for a day or longer. And this landowner goes out, it says, at dawn. So early in the morning, he goes out and he hires men to work in the vineyard. Well, then he still needs more workers, so he goes out again 4 more times. 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he goes back even at 5 o'clock in the evening. And he goes out and says, "Why are you standing here?" And they say, "Because nobody has hired us." So he said, "Okay, go to my vineyard as well, and I will pay you whatever is just." And so evening comes, and they go to get their pay. And the landowner does something very interesting. He could have started with the guys who were there since dawn, working all day in the hot sun, given them their full day's pay, and let them go home, and then pay the other guys the same amount after everybody had left. But he didn't do that. He did it just the opposite, because the Lord is trying to make a point. So he starts with those who were called last, and they were called in. Remember, they'd only worked for an hour, maybe 2 hours. The sun was already going down. They didn't have much to do, I'm sure. They worked for an hour or more. They didn't have to be there all day long in the hot sun working on the vineyard. And believe it or not, they're given a full day's pay, a denarius, a silver coin worth a full day's pay. And I'm sure they're overjoyed that they received this incredible gift only working for a couple of hours. So when they go out, they're probably talking about it. And then these other guys who are waiting in line to get their pay can't believe it. So they figure, well, they're going to get a lot more because, after all, they worked maybe 5 or 10 times longer than these guys. Well, they also receive a full day's pay, a denarius. And they begin to grumble. They begin to get upset and angry that these other people were paid the same amount as they were. And so the landowner says, "I'm not cheating you. We agreed on the full day's pay. I'm giving you a full day's pay for what you've done. Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last ones the same as you? Or are you envious because I am generous?" Now that's, of course, the Lord speaking, that God is very generous. Now, why did the Lord tell this parable? Well, the scribes and Pharisees were grumbling and were upset that tax collectors and notorious sinners were coming to salvation at the last minute, when they considered themselves to have been, you know, God's faithful people for all these years, and they had worked, so to speak, in the hot sun their whole life. And now Jesus was accepting all these last-minute people, these people from the 11th hour that were converting, the tax collectors and sinners of the day. So the Jewish leaders, the rabbis, the scribes, the Pharisees were complaining and grumbling to the Lord that these Gentiles were coming to salvation at the last minute. So that's the first message that we should take from today's gospel. It's one of the points that the Lord seems to be making. And the Lord says we should never be envious or upset because God is generous. We want God to be generous, right? We want God to be merciful and generous towards all of us. including those who come to the Lord at the last minute. A good example is the thief on the cross. The good thief, as we know him now, was dying on the cross, and he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say to him? "I assure you, this day you'll be with me in paradise." Bishop Sheen said he was such a good thief, he stole heaven at the last minute. So even the good thief, it's a good example of somebody that came to the Lord in the 11th hour of his life. And we, of course, should never delay our conversion. Some people think, well, when I'm on my deathbed, I'll convert or I'll get baptized on my deathbed. That's not a good idea. I remember seeing a bumper sticker once that said, "Those who wait to find God in the 11th hour usually die at 10:30. Okay? So it's not a good idea to put off one's conversion. Sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. But the other message in tonight's gospel is that we should rejoice when people have deathbed conversions or last-minute conversions. We shouldn't feel, oh, you know, I was a Catholic my whole life, and this person becomes Catholic on their deathbed, and they get to go to heaven as well. I'm sure we all praise God for that, and we thank God for those kind of conversions. I remember baptizing a 93-year-old woman in the nursing home. See, that's a wonderful thing. You know, John Wayne converted to the Catholic faith on his deathbed. Bob Hope did the same. We have wonderful examples of famous people, even, that came to the Lord in the 11th hour. And that's something that we should rejoice about. I remember a priest telling me once that he baptized a man who had been a gangster up in New York City. He had been a gangster his whole life, and he had never been baptized. He was probably 70 or 80 years old, and he got baptized on his deathbed. And we could think, well, is that fair, you know, that the Lord allowed this man to be baptized and be saved at the last minute? We should not, as the Bible says, be upset because of God's mercy. In fact, we should thank God for his mercy, because we want God to be merciful towards others. We want God to be merciful to ourselves as well. I think that really ties in really with the theme of this year at the diocese, because we're preparing for the diocesan pilgrimage on October 8th. And the whole message of this particular pilgrimage to the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in D.C. is the message of Fatima. And what was the message of Fatima? Pray and do penance for the conversion of sinners. Pray the rosary every day, Our Lady said. Spend time in Eucharistic adoration. Pray for the conversion of poor sinners. So today, as you came in, hope all of you received the spiritual pledge card to pray the rosary every day and to make a holy hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament once a week, to wear the miraculous medal, and to encourage you to attend the pilgrimage on October 8th. So on the way out today, please drop this in the baskets in the back of church, and all these will be gathered from around the diocese and presented to the Blessed Mother and to the Lord on October 8th. So again, what an important thing it is for us to pray for the conversion of poor sinners, especially the Holy Rosary. We should pray the Family Rosary for peace in the world, for the end of abortion, for the end of terrorism. We should pray the rosary for our families to keep them safe, for our loved ones that are in the armed forces overseas to keep them safe, and to pray for peace, peace in the world, peace in our families, and peace in our hearts. And then try to make a holy hour once a week before the Blessed Sacrament. What a great thing to do, to pray for the conversion of poor sinners, and pray especially that those who have been away from God their whole life will find God in the 11th hour.